is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk on Sports Byline, and we are here today with our guest, Cynthia Alton Delato of the Edgartown Race Weekend in Martha's Vineyard. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me speak with you all. I'm looking, this is going to be fun.
Well, I'm just delighted to be connecting the West Coast with the East Coast. You know, we have a little piece of Martha Vineyard history here with the USS Potomac, which, of course, as we know, was that famous deep fake where FDR snuck out and met Winston Churchill for the first time when everybody thought he was going to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, a little covert action way back when.
Yes, yes. So tell us, you know, I absolutely loved looking at all the spinnakers on your Edgartown Race Weekend, and this is an old race. Tell us a little bit about this race.
Sure. So the race started, the club has been in existence since 1905. The race started in 1938, and one of the Commodores decided that we really needed to have an ocean race for some of the bigger yachts that were in and around the area in the New England area. So he decided we're going to do the 55 nautical miles around the island, which covers 7 different lighthouses. The winner was a boat called Spooky, and she was a 65-foot schooner that actually had won the Bermuda race overall in 1908. So we saw a lot of schooners and some of the, you know, some of the really big classic yachts in the early days. We have run it for 88 years. We have not missed a year yet. Even with COVID, we ran it.
Wow.
Of course, didn't have the social we didn't have the social components then for that year, but we had boats come, and it's been popular ever since. It's
well,
gone through ups and downs like a lot of races have.
Well, it looks like you had good spinnaker weather for this race.
We had great spinnaker weather. In fact, the wind had switched a little bit at between, I think it was the fourth and the last class to start. So they were able to start with their spinnakers kind of on a tight, you know, tight, broad reach, go around what is the first of the lighthouses and marks, which is the Cape Cogue Light, head down the east side of the island and then the south side of the island. And then they, you know, come all the way up around the north side of the island. So there was a lot of spinnaker usage that day. I think they hit probably every point of sail because the wind came from almost every point of direction at some point during the day. It was just one of those days, but it never died. That was the one consistent feature was that regardless from which direction it came, it was always blowing.
Well, you know, here in the San Francisco Bay Area, usually the wind comes in the summer just through the Golden Gate Bridge down the slot, and it's very, very
right.
consistent. But yeah, I guess in Martha's Vineyard, you have a lot of different, it's a little bit different sailing conditions, isn't it?
It is. Our predominant breeze in the summer months is from the southwest, and we pretty much can count on that coming in around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But June is, you know, June is kind of a funky month, and what with, you know, climate change and all sorts of things. The race had always been run in July because the winds were always so consistent. And July, for quite a few years, just presented us with some really challenging situations in terms of current and wind, so we decided to move the race to June. And this was one of the better June races that we have had. It was consistent velocity of breeze, maybe not the wind direction. It did finally settle in from the southwest, and it was a nice 15-knot breeze, which is what we normally have. But because of the, you know, just because of the currents and everything, we actually have decided to move it back to the month of July, starting in 2026. We had a lot of sailors request that. There are so many events now that right now we have Block Island Race Week going on with 163 boats. We had the New York Yacht Club Annual Regatta the weekend prior to ours. There's the Marion Bermuda race. There are so many races for all of these guys to pick and choose from that, you know, we always try very hard to accommodate what their requests are.
Well, what do you feel are, what is the feature that draws the racers to your race every year? Because, I mean, doing this for, is it, did you say 88 years?
Correct.
Is very, quite amazing.
It is amazing. I think it's, you know, historically, it originally was one of the premier events. The Vineyard, and I don't know if you've ever been there, is a truly special place. It's right off the coast of Massachusetts. It's not, you know, it's not an easy place to get to, but the sailing is generally super consistent. We have, I am biased, but we have one of the prettiest harbors on the East Coast. The yacht club is, you know, racing centric. We have been operating a racing program since 1920. And then we've been operating this Round the Island race since 1938. And it is just something that people come over to because they love the island. They love to sail around it. You get to circumvent and see everything that you normally don't get to see if you're on the island and driving around in a car. And we try to accommodate them and give them great parties. Back in its heyday in the 70s, we had, you know, we still have a regatta ball, but it's a different weekend. But we had a regatta ball in which everyone dressed up for. There was a lay day, so spinnaker flying back then was really huge. So it's not only just a draw because it's great sailing conditions, but it's a draw because the club truly embraces everyone who comes. And, you know, we have dinner Friday. We have dinner waiting for them on Saturday. The bar does not shut down, which is always a huge component with sailors, as you know.
Absolutely. You have a great sponsor for your race, too, that helps add to the liveliness. It's Mount Gay, right?
Mount Gay, and who doesn't love a good old dark and stormy? Mount Gay has been our sponsor for quite a few years now, and they are terrific. I mean, every sailor dons a hat. The staff is all wearing Mount Gay shirts. There's Mount Gay swag everywhere, banners. There's a lot of Mount Gay being consumed over the course of several days. So we are very grateful to Mount Gay for that.
Well, and you have, I think, J-Boats is one of your sponsors. And tell me about the J-Boats in your race.
J-Boats is one of our sponsors. We did not have as many this year. They kind of ran a gamut between 109s, 121s. I mean, there's so many different J-Boats now. So they really weren't quite as prevalent this year. They didn't really stand out as much as they normally do. We had the multi-hulls were kind of the star of the show. We had two of the M32s, and I don't know if you have those on the West Coast, but they're a rapidly growing class here on the East Coast, especially in Newport. And they just flew around the island until they hit a hole. But they are a lot of fun to watch with five or six very athletic sailors on board. So they were kind of the star of the show this year. There's also a sailing academy called Oak Cliff Academy, which is out on Long Island, that really tries to teach younger sailors, probably up to the age of 25 or so, to you know, get the experience on big boats. And they brought their 66 boats.
Isn't that Don Riley's program?
That is Don Riley. She was on board with Art Santry, who was one of the key members of Oak Cliff. They won line honors. They had the monohull with the lowest elapsed time, which was great, and they also had the best corrected time among entries by one of our EYC members, who was the co-skipper for this event. And they flew. They had a great. They looked like a Jaws shark as they were rounding the island, because all you saw was a black headsail, and you kind of went, "Wow, that's very appropriate for Jaws weekend."
This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk speaking with Cynthia Alton-Delato, who is the co-chair of the Edgerton Race Weekend in Martha's Vineyard, and we are broadcasting to our potential audience of 100 million people in 168 countries on 10 platforms, and then later this afternoon this will be rebroadcast on the American Forces Network. So we are so delighted to have you, Cynthia, with us today. Now, are you a racer yourself, or are you a supporter of racers only?
I am a racer. I've been sailing since I was two. I went up through the program just like a lot of our other members have it over in Edgartown through little boats called beach boats and 110s and shields. And I currently race the shields both on the Vineyard and in Newport. And I also run a 12-meter program for US 19 Nefertiti here in Newport.
Oh, great.
So I am I'm an avid racer. I race quite a few months out of the year. But I'm also the race committee chair this year, which is a new position for me. I think it's been very interesting so far. This is the first major regatta that I have ever co-chaired and also ran as the race committee chair. And I actually think in the long run, it will make me a better competitor on the water.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you, being the producer or co-chair of a race, just or any event, it certainly gives you a different perspective. And the other people so appreciate the work that you do, because without you and your team, then that race would not happen.
No, you are 100% right, and I have a greater appreciation for the race committee volunteer, and it's all volunteer at our club. And I have a greater appreciation for the race committee volunteers who truly dedicate every Saturday, and for an event like this, you know, 2 or 3 days. We have a 12-meter regatta, which is a 3.5-day event. We have a Herreshoff regatta next weekend, which is a 2-day event. We are hosting the Shields Nationals for the U.S. in September, which is a 4-day event. And I have a huge, more of an appreciation than I had before for all of these volunteers and what they do. It is not easy. You're herding cats. You're trying to make everyone sign their waivers and, you know, get their registrations right and just keep track of what they're supposed to be doing. And it is not an easy job.
Well, and would you like to tell us just a little bit about who took those trophies?
So we have what is called the Venona, which is the best corrected time with a spinnaker. And that was taken by a guy by the name of Rick Egan on a boat called Corbeau. And Corbeau is, I don't even remember what kind of boat Corbeau is. But anyway, she did a fantastic job sailing around the island in very quick time. She did it just about under 7 hours, which I know sounds like a lot. But there was a huge hole right as they were coming around the top of the island. And like we said, we were ready. We thought the M32 cats were going to break the record, which is 5 hours, a little over 5 hours, and they didn't even come close.
Well, and we're now in the last minute of the show, so just give us a shout-out for the other two trophies as well.
Chip Hawkins with the CNC 41 Canille won the Upbeat Trophy. He won the Incognito Trophy, which is probably one of the best ones. It basically celebrates his passion, perseverance, and commitment to the sport of sailing. And he runs a boat with his family and some additional crew. Did not expect it. We completely caught him off guard. And for me, that was probably one of the highlights of the weekend, was to present it to someone who very rarely misses this regatta, embraces the sport everywhere that he sails, and it was truly a highlight for he and his family, and they were all there. And that's, you know, that's what the sport is all about. You celebrate the winners, but you also celebrate those that are keeping up the traditions and continue to be passionate, even when they don't necessarily win everything. And that's not an easy thing to do. So that was my wonderful moment.
Right. Well, I think truly one of the great things about these types of races that continue with the tradition onward is that everybody has a great time on the boat in the cruise. Some of those cruises, what are the sizes of the cruise on the boat that you have, just the range?
Oh, my gosh. Double-handed. So you have 2 all the way up to Oak Cliff, which has 17. So there's,
absolutely,
I would say,
excellent.
The average is probably 7 or 8, though. The average is probably 7 or 8 crew. Right in the middle.
Well, Cynthia, such a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you for representing the Edgartown Yacht Club and the Edgartown Race Weekend on Sailsport Talk on Sports Byline.
Thank you so much for exposing us to all of your viewers. This was just so pleasant, and I'm very appreciative. Thank you so very much.
We'll talk soon.